Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we kick off, maybe hard to believe, the 2025-26 academic year here with David Buschka. He's head coach of the Pella girls tennis team. And don't adjust your dials. That was a move announced just over a year ago now that tennis would be moving to the fall. And there are already multiple practices in by the time this airs. First of all, coach, we talked a lot about that somewhere around midpoint of last season about knowing these changes were coming. They're here now, good, bad, or indifferent. What's it been like to embrace this new opportunity with fall tennis?
First of all, I had to get over my own frustration with it. I mean, it was a big change. I think the main thing was just selling it, right? Is selling it to the girls, which also meant selling it to ourselves a little bit. But just understanding the benefits of what can come from this. We're only a little bit into the season, but man, the girls are just hitting different because they're coming off playing all summer, practicing all summer. And so I think that the top level tennis is going to be really good. And I can't wait to see our girls be the purveyors of that, because they're going to be taking it to people, I think. And also I think that it's just something to further build some confidence on some girls that we lost three seniors from our runner-up team last year. And so it'll be a chance for those girls to come in and know that, oh, I already played, you know, I didn't have to take 3 months off and think about, oh boy, I'm finally going to step into varsity and be nervous about it. They can just come in and be like, oh, I'm hitting like a pro here. So I'm just going to be ready to go. And so I think that'll build some confidence on our kids' abilities to feel ready to compete.
As you mentioned, state runners up, a real magical run after a state title the previous season, largely losing the entire team minus Claire and having them all rally back to the finals against Xavier. This year, a little bit more pieces in place, starting at the top, obviously, with Abby Heatbrink, who was your number two player for most of last season, and then a few others who are key parts of getting to that point. So the cupboard not as bare, but still a lot of work to do to fill some lineup. But how exciting is it, as you mentioned, you've got really three or four core players coming back?
Yeah, it's something that, I mean, what a roller coaster there, right? My first year, I bring back all six. Second year, one. Now we get three, so right in the middle. So I'm super excited to have, once again, it always makes your lineup feel a little easier when you have a true number one coming back. So obviously, Abby played two, but she has all the skills and the abilities from her serve to her ground strokes to her mentality to play some really solid number one tennis. And then our two through four, like some really solid experience back as well with Reagan DeYoung and Addison Van Wyk and Addie Namiga. Those three just big hitters, and I'm super excited to see how their game translates up top, because they were dominant down lower in the lineup because they had the talent to already play that high. And so their game is going to translate really well. And so I'm really excited to start super strong up top. And then at five and six, I really foresee a tight battle between Sierra Leathers, Macy Westerkamp, and Ellie Smock, just three people that came on really strong at the end of last year, contributed in our varsity doubles lineup. And just seeing them at the start of practice, like you can tell they put in a lot of work to be ready for this year. And for me to feel really confident that we're good one through seven, not just saying, oh boy, okay, we're really good maybe one through three, or we're good just to five, or if six gets hurt, like to know that we have seven really quality players there is really comforting, and they're really going to be able to push each other at a really high level. So as we get to competition, nothing's going to faze us.
We're here, David Buschka, head coach of the Pella girls tennis team, and competition starts pretty soon. It's going to feel a little weird that the rest of the fall teams really don't kick off until school is in session. But tennis, you will have, I believe, four competitions between now and the first day of school, and then a few others yet that first week as well. The schedule is what it is. We talked a lot about the compression of it and just how unique it is. But you're already off to the Joel Fonda courts on Tuesday and then off into the conference right after that. So competition starting soon. And a good mix, it feels like, again, of teams, despite basically having to migrate everything from the spring to the fall.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we've always tried to be really intentional about our schedule. Our conference is always really solid. We have a lot of returners potentially back. We'll see how that kind of shakes out once we find out how volleyball and cross country impacts things. But Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the competition that we have. Knoxville is always a nice little tournament, and I think it'll be a great way to be able to get our feet wet for some people that are learning this varsity grind a little bit. And even for our returners, it'll be a good one to just feel what it's like to play multiple times in a day again, which hopefully as we progress through the season, that's going to be the hope, to play multiple times. And our non-conference with Ballard, Boone, and North Polk, historically really strong teams. And so we'll have some really good duels there. And boy, I am super excited for our home tournament. We expanded it out to 16 teams this year. We're going to utilize all 26 courts in town. And wow, we have 9 of the 16 Sweet 16 teams back. And plus just some other really solid schools that almost, I think that, 12 or 13 of the 16 teams that'll be present qualified someone for the state tournament last year, at least on an individual level. And it's just going to be deep, and girls are going to see people from all over the state. No conference has more than 3 teams represented at this thing. We're going to get a really good state tournament feel in our own backyard. And so they'll have some chance to add some quality wins or learn some from really quality losses. So I think that the big thing, we don't want to be afraid of anybody. And we're trying to set them up with our schedule to know that when it comes deep into the postseason, they've already seen these people.
Well, and I think that gets to the larger picture. Regardless if we're talking spring or fall, obviously Pella girls tennis over the last decade has become a perennial power in the sport. And with that comes expectations, but also some pressure. How excited and also maybe a little nervous are you to navigate some of these new challenges, knowing at the end of the day that Pella tennis still wants to be right there in the Final Four, have a chance to play for a state championship?
Yeah, it starts right away, right? Like we get to host again. So we have a chance to say we're going to play through Pella all year long. And that's going to be our ultimate goal. But I think the awesome thing is that my coaching staff with Morgan Ernst and Dallas Sineve and Tate Smock and new to the team, Ben Zillman, they've really bought into my philosophy of emphasizing like the mental side of it. We really don't talk about the wins and losses all that much. I know that sounds kind of cliche, but I truly, that's my thing, is I want, if you're strong mentally, you will be strong on the court. And if you can beat someone mentally, your shots are going to be that much more effective. Your game plan is going to be that much more effective. And so it's just one of those things that I mentioned it last year too, and this was a big selling point. And I haven't talked to the girls much about it yet this year, but it's just one of those things that it's like, we're a new team, right? We can't live in the past. We want to recognize what we've done. We just want to continue building on what we've already started, right? Like last year, I'm not even sure all the girls believed all the stuff I was saying, right? Of like, you guys can advance. You guys can make it to the end. You just got to believe it. And they started getting there slowly, bit by bit. And so we'll just continue that mental aspect of it. And I think that the stronger you are mentally and the more we enforce the process and the mental side over the wins and the losses, it's just going to ready us down the line. And so we'll just be able to continue the legacy without trying to dwell on the legacy that's being built here.
Should be a whole lot of fun kicking off just under a week after this airs here at Knoxville on Tuesday. That's David Buschka, head coach of the Pella girls tennis team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much. I mean, boy, it seemed pretty soon since the last time I talked to you, but ready to hit the courts and just ready for another successful season of Pella tennis.